You are listening to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And in today's meditation, you're going to layer many of the meditation techniques that we've explored in this week's Healing from Loss meditation series. And this is episode 441. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. This is Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you get ready to meditate. And the time we spend meditating together will last about 15 minutes, and it may just be the most important time you spend today because meditation benefits you on so many different levels. So as you get ready to meditate, we continue with our theme this week. Our weekly theme is healing from loss. Now, you may be healing from a loss, such as a loss of a loved one, the loss of your health, the loss of a job, the loss of your self-esteem and confidence. Maybe it's the loss of your home. Whatever it is, today's meditation is going to help you manage this. And what we're going to do, it's a Friday as I record this, and every Friday is Sip and Om Friday. And that's where I share a meditation, or rather I layer all the different meditation techniques that we've explored throughout this week. And I layer them into one meditation for you. So it's a little bit longer meditation. It might last 15 minutes instead of 10 minutes. And I also share with you an herb that will help support you as you manage your loss. And the herb that I'm going to share with you today is holy basil. Holy basil is a cornerstone herb in India's Ayurvedic health tradition. And it grows like a weed. In fact, I have it in my garden. Now it's all over my yard. I live in Tampa, Florida, so we have a subtropical climate, but it grows beautifully where I live. It's all around my home, and I sip it in tea often. And I just want to let you know that the herbs can support you in a similar way as can meditation techniques. So as you care for yourself and as you work through and move past this sense of a loss in your life, you may want to find support by sipping holy basil tea. Holy basil tea is often referred to as Tulsi tea. So you can find this nowadays in almost any grocery store. Of course, you can always go online and order it as well. And what it does is it benefits you in so many ways. But one of the main things that Tulsi or holy basil will do is it helps you manage shock and grief. There are many herbs that do this, but I wanted to share Tulsi with you because Tulsi helps fight bacteria, and it's a powerful antibiotic against many deadly bacterias, such as staph infections, and it helps prevent diabetes. And it does this because it helps to control your blood sugar levels, and it cuts cholesterol, which is always a great thing, especially when heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in Western countries. Holy basil or Tulsi protects your stomach. It can help protect your joints. It helps to ease inflammation just as well as aspirin. And it also helps to boost your brain. It has been shown to help you de-stress and to mentally stimulate your brain to give you clarity. So before you do any kind of herb, make sure that you check with a physician to make sure it's the right herb for you. Tulsi is a very well-studied herb But with any herb, they're very powerful. They work, but they can also cause some kind of reaction, especially if you're taking other kinds of medication. So just because everyone else may be sipping it, make sure that you make certain with a physician that it's going to work well for you. As I mentioned again, if you take medication. So let's get you going with today's guided meditation. Now, I hope you do try sipping Tulsi or Holy Basil tea this week. And as you get ready to meditate, go ahead and sit up straight. Relax your face and your jaw. Relax your neck and your throat. Relax your shoulders and your hands and arms. Relax your chest and your stomach. Relax your thighs and your hips. And relax your knees and your calves and feet. And just notice how you feel right now. Always easing yourself into stillness and peace, never forcing yourself to be instantly calm just because you're sitting there meditating. Allow yourself to transition at your own pace. Start to notice your breath. We're going to start off by repeating this week's affirmation. We're going to repeat it out loud a few times, and then we'll repeat it silently, mentally to yourself. The affirmation is, peace flows through me. Because as you recover and heal from a loss, whatever your loss may be, it may even be a loss you've experienced in the past that you want to put closure on. When you repeat the affirmation, put your whole intention into it. And this is going to allow you to feel expansive and to open up and to receive the benefits of a shift within your psyche as you repeat the affirmation and take in the meaning of the words. So go ahead and sit up straight again. Make sure your body's nice and comfortable. And repeat out loud. Peace flows through me. Peace flows through me. Peace flows through me. Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation mentally to yourself. So repeat, peace flows through me mentally. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Just take in how you're feeling. Not going so deeply into any one emotion. Very nice. Now I'd like you to hold your hands in the mudra we did today. Now you don't have to do any of these meditation techniques to still receive the benefits of this meditation. Or you may do some that resonate with you and not really go into the other ones. It's up to you. Do whatever feels best for yourself. But if you'd like to try a mudra, every Wednesday I share a mudra meditation. And the mudra that we're doing this week is a mudra to connect you to heaven and earth. So you're going to place your hands on your lap. And with your right hand, place your palm upward towards heaven. And with your left palm, place it downward on your knee. You could let your fingers kind of dangle off your knee if you want, or your lap. And this is connecting you to earth. So as you do this meditation, you are experiencing compassion and empathy for your particular loss, or if you can include others in this meditation as well. And to do that, we're going to do this week's breathing technique. So go ahead and sit up straight again. Make sure your body is comfortable and relaxed. And I want you to think of someone you know who is likewise healing from a loss. It's important you feel very open and expansive when you overcome any kind of healing. Because when you reach out to others, you naturally feel less isolated and feel less of a victim, or feel less as though you're not sure why this happened to you, and you're questioning maybe even life itself, depending on the nature of your loss. So include others in your meditation. When you're hurting the most, include others. This helps you to reach out and to connect and to know you're not alone. So think of one person, just one person, or maybe it's a group of people or a nation or a country. Just think about something that you know is causing people to suffer. Or maybe someone in particular had something happen to them that's really causing them pain or trauma. Maybe depression, maybe an addiction. Focus on this person or this group of people. And as you inhale, take on their pain. Even though you feel like you're in so much pain, take on the pain of another. Inhale all the way up, bringing your air inward and upward through your nose. And then, just before you get ready to exhale, when it feels right for you, send out your love and gratitude and your compassion to this person or this group of people with one long, deep exhale through your nose. Send out your compassion. As you feel their pain, you send out your compassion and help lift them up. Again, we'll do this. Notice how you feel right now as you exhale your compassion out. Beautiful. Now again, inhale through your nose. A nice long inhale, taking on this pain of another. Feel it within you. Notice how this makes you feel. Take this pain on with your inhale. And as you exhale, send out your compassion, exhaling through your nose. How do you feel right now? Notice where you may feel tension. Just notice. You don't have to do anything about it. Just notice. Now I'd like you to focus on your fifth chakra at your throat and your neck. This is your oral communication, your voice, how you share yourself with the world, how you show up in your life. Your voice, the words you use, the quality of your voice. This expresses so much about you. When you experience a loss, you can feel as though you've lost your voice, not your actual voice, but rather you've lost your say in the world, because you can feel so ungrounded and so insecure and so vulnerable that you're just not sure who you are anymore, and you question your life, perhaps. So your fifth chakra can help you to feel more empowered. It can help you to feel more courage. And as you send out love and gratitude to others and take on the pain of others, this helps you to overcome your own grief. So this compassion meditation is very, very healing for you. As you're sitting there with your eyes gently closed, your eyes lifted upward ever so slightly, your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach relaxed. Soften your throat and your neck. And visualize this area of your body. Visualize it with the color blue. And visualize yourself as you're talking, as you're expressing yourself. And notice yourself, how you're projecting yourself to the world right now as you go through your loss. Now, notice yourself the way you want to be. Maybe you feel you've lost yourself. You've lost your edge. You've lost that quality about you that makes you stand out. Visualize yourself as you want to be, as that part of yourself you want to recapture. And put yourself in that place that you can imagine. A time in your life when you felt very capable and confident in the world. And visualize that feeling, how you felt, and even though your world has changed, that feeling still exists within you. Notice that. And for all the different meditation techniques used in this meditation, you can head over to my website at sipandom.com for this Healing from Loss meditation series. This is episode 441. And you'll find also there a recipe for Tulsi tea, and you can learn about more of the benefits. You'll see a photo of the mudra. Continue your meditation, just absorbing these beautiful sensations, this empowerment that has got you to this place right now. I know this was a lot of work. If you really put yourself into this meditation, I know this could take a lot out of you. Healing takes a lot of energy, mentally, physically, spiritually. Emotionally. When your mind wanders, bring it back to one of the meditation techniques that we did today. Repeat an affirmation. Do the breathing technique. Visualize your fifth chakra. And then go back into the stillness of meditation. And you may have to do this again and again as you meditate. Even long-time meditators have to refocus during their meditations from distracting thoughts and emotions. Well, I so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you, and as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.